All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've reached the point in our meeting where it's time for our public comment period. This is your opportunity to come up and share 3 minutes' worth with us, provided that it is on a topic that we actually have something to do with, and that it is not about any particular application that may have been in front of us or may be coming in front of us. So with that, yes, ma'am, we'll start with you.
Good afternoon. I'm Susan Anderhagen from Lewis. There's an article on the cover of this week's Cape Gazette entitled Sussex Subdivision Standards Could Be Amended. One of the concerns has to do with perimeter buffers. The article states that perimeter buffers are a hot-button issue for the council and the public. I agree, and I'm happy that these standards are being discussed. However, I'm here today to say that there's something the P&Z Commission and staff can do today that's needed in Sussex County. I've recently learned that when an approved development plan says that the developer needs to plant a tree buffer, the time frame to do so is incredibly amorphous. I live in Tidewater Landing on Robinsonville Road in Lewis, which is adjacent to Chase Oaks, a development in progress. On the Chase Oaks development plan, it clearly states that the landscape and or forest buffer shall be installed within 18 months from the date site work is authorized to commence, as documented by a notice to proceed letter from the commission. The plan includes a detailed tree buffer adjacent to Tidewater Landing. At Tidewater Landing, we've been anxiously counting the months until the 18-month mark, which should have been May 2023, because in November 2021, the Chase Oaks developer clear-cut the natural mature tree buffer that was adjacent to Tidewater Landing and started doing site work. The roads were paved next to us, and ponds were dug adjacent to our community, yet no buffer has been replanted. When I spoke to P&Z staff, including a phone call with Jamie Whitehouse, I came to learn that Chase Oaks Phase 6, which is technically adjacent to Tidewater Landing, has not yet been given the notice to proceed by P&Z. Phase 5 was given notice to proceed in 2021, and Phase 5 is right next to Tidewater Landing, but on the plan, the forested buffer is specified as Phase 6. So even though a tremendous amount of site work adjacent to our community began to proceed in 2021, according to P&Z, the clock has not yet started to tick. This is incredibly unfair to the adjacent homeowners who had to watch the mounds of dirt and site work 20 months ago, just to learn that this buffer replanting is not imminent or even part of a countdown. The approved condition of replanting is rendered meaningless. At the current rate of construction, what if Phase 6 starts in 10 years? Or what if it never starts? P&Z needs to examine the way the buffer replanting is being implemented today. It's broken. It should not be by phase. It should be based on development start. There also clearly needs to be a no later than clause. If Chase Oaks never starts their Phase 6, then we are left without the promised and approved buffer. I'm begging you, please relook at how this is being implemented by P&Z staff in the field. Otherwise, the buffer requirements P&Z Commission is approving are rendered meaningless. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. Thank you for bringing that to our attention.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes. Whitehouse?
Mr. Chairman, if I may, just to confirm that staff have had a conversation on this topic and we've had a very productive back and forth. This comes down to when a subdivision is implemented and fragmented into phases, each phase is almost treated as a separate entity and then staff will manage each section separately. In this case, there is an 18-month time period from which we'd expect a buffer to be planted, but it's in a future phase than the one that's currently being worked on. I understand the frustration when a development is phased, but there are practical reasons why we do this because of the way of earth being moved on the site. It's an interesting suggestion to explore this, but it must be balanced against the way a subdivision is physically built on the site. I'm happy to continue the conversation. It is an interesting suggestion, but
again, yeah. If you look at the map, I know you don't want to be here to argue with me, but they specifically put the buffer in a different phase.
I appreciate that, and it is and I can tell you that the commission does have some concern about that, and we'll see if we can't do something with that at some point here in the future. Okay, who else? Who else would like to speak? Going once.
Is this on any of the pending?
No, you cannot speak about any pending application.
No.
If you have a general comment you'd like to make, come on up.
Currently being heard today.
No, we'll have public hearings on each one of those.
No, we'll have public hearings on those. You'll get an opportunity to speak when that, during that public hearing. This is strictly public comment period.
This is on the docket for today. I didn't know if they were going in any special order.
They are, but you can't speak on any specific application yet until your public hearing commences. And during that time, there will be a period for you to speak. Yeah, no problem.
Thank you.
Yep.
So we'll get you a copy of the agenda. Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Chair.
Yeah, if you would. There we go. Okay, anyone else like to speak? All right, since there appears to be no one, we'll close our public comment period and move on to other business. Our first item being subdivision 2021-04, Autumn Dale, formerly known as Autumn Dale and Fairmount. Preliminary site plan and lot line adjustment plan.
And I would like to note that there was just an error. I think it is for a final subdivision and landscape plan.
Okay, is that, can we do that? I mean, is it a bit, well, it hadn't been advertised, I guess, it's just on the agenda.
Correct, there was an error in the subtitle of the agenda. Rather than site plan, it's a subdivision plat.
Okay.
And that should have already been revised just recently and re-uploaded.
Okay. I think we're good with it, Mr. Chairman, to go forward.
Okay. All right, let's do it.
This is a final subdivision plan and landscape plan for a cluster subdivision divide 73.91 acres, more or less, into 104 single-family lots, private roads, open space, and associated amenities to include a proposed pool and bathhouse establishment. The proposed forested landscape buffer is to consist primarily of existing vegetation in accordance with Condition E of the conditions of approval for the subdivision, which requires that the buffer utilize existing forest or similar vegetation if it exists in the buffer area. The property is located on the south side of Hollyville Road, Sussex County Road 48, approximately 0.43 miles southwest of the intersection of Harbison Road, Route 5, and Hollyville Road, Sussex County Road 48 in Harbison, Delaware. The preliminary subdivision plan for the proposal was approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, January 27th, 2022, subject to 21 conditions. The final subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes and all conditions of approval. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 10, Parcel 14, and the zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Shuffling paper around here. Let's
be clear on what it is we're doing again.
So it's a final subdivision plan and a landscape plan. So
we've seen this before.
So that means, just for everybody's benefit, when we see a final landscape plan or final subdivision plan, that means it got preliminary subdivision site plan approval at an earlier date. It's been through all the agency reviews, DLDOT, DENREC, Fire Marshal, SCD, everybody that has the county engineering department, planning and zoning staff, everybody that gets a look at it. And so once our staff has all the letters of approval from all those state and county agencies, then it can be put back on for final site plan approval. So this is the final step in that process. Now in this one, sometimes staff in the memo will call out, you know, particular areas of interest if there's something they want to focus on, which in this one was the proposed landscape buffer that was referenced in Condition E, and referenced the fact that they utilize existing forest or similar for the subdivision buffer. So, but in this case, if there's no issue with it, can be approved as a final along with a landscape plan.
Yeah, I have no questions about this one.
I don't, thank you.
This is the part where I make a motion?
Yep.
I move for approval of the final site plan for 2021-04 Autumn Dale.
Second.
And I would just add, it's a final subdivision and landscape plan for subdivision 2021-04 Autumn Dale.
Thank you.
Yep.
Okay, so we move and seconded to approve subdivision 2021-04 Autumn Dale, formerly known as Autumn Dale and Fairmount, final site plan and landscape plan. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. The next item is the site plan 22-15, Price Automotive LLC, final site plan.
This is the final site plan for the construction of a 2,315 square foot, more or less, automotive sales and service center. Included in this plan are inventory parking, general parking, loading space, and other site improvements. The Planning Commission granted preliminary approval for this plan at their meeting of Thursday, August 25th, 2022, with all final approvals to be granted by the commission. Part of this motion included a request for parking to be relocated out of the front yard setback that applies to Route 24. However, the applicant has requested that this parking remain due to projected demand for parking and site constraints. Included in this final approval is a request to be waived from the parking in this front yard setback. Staff note that the two parcels included in the preliminary plan have been consolidated. The final site plan otherwise complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 12, Parcel 127.08. The zoning is CR1, Commercial Residential District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals, which includes an approval from the Sussex County Engineering Department regarding the wellhead protection and a signed and recorded agreement for the Henlopen Transportation Improvement District.
Go ahead. Yeah.
That's the setback that was from the private road, not from the public road. Is that right?
And I may have had that wrong, too. Is it from 24 or is it from?
24 or is it from the subdivision road?
Because it didn't look like there was any spaces along 24. So just while he's looking at that, the commission, there's a prohibition against parking in front yard setbacks along roads, and the commission does have the ability to waive that. In the past, the commission has looked favorably on waiving the parking in the front yard setbacks if, you know, like on Route 1 where everybody else has already done it. You wouldn't want to make the last guy in not have any parking in the front yard setback. However, on commercial site plans on a road where this may be the first property developed as commercial, there may be others, or there may be others that don't have parking in the front yard setback, I would say, and I'd ask the other commissioners if you'd agree with me, but that historically there's been a reluctance to allow it to start that trend if it can be avoided. So
that would be correct.
And that was my question on this, and I, Mr. Wheatley and I had an offline conversation about this, but I was looking at, because it looks like there's parking all in the front yard setback on that private road, but not on 24, and so I was confused, Mr. Wheatley, on that.
If I can assist, Mr. Chairman, my understanding was is that these are the ones forward of the building line here. Here's the yard setback, and then here's the ones from 24. So they would need a waiver. So.
Now, how do you count the single line inventory parking that's along 24? And it doesn't have spaces, but see how it says?
Yep. So my understanding here is there's a 5 foot, Mr. Chairman, on the side yard building setback. And on the front, here is the building setback over here where you have the inventory parking in the front, but you also have these customer parking spaces here. I don't know if we have anyone present from on behalf of the applicant if there's technical questions.
I see a hand in the back. Come on up, explain to us what's up.
Yep. Yeah. Good afternoon. Cliff Mumford with Davis Bone and Friedel. One Park Avenue, Milford. So, yeah, it's the inventory parking that's on 24. That's in the setback. On Hood Road, which you guys mentioned is a private road, there is a couple parking spaces in the setback as well. And then the aerial that we showed is to show that there's parking in the adjacent properties that is closer to Route 24 than what's proposed here. And these are inventory parking spaces. And during the preliminary site plan review, a condition was made to have the inventory parking be 25 foot from the right-of-way line. And that's noted in the notes on the plan.
So the inventory parking is for the vehicles that are for sale.
Dealership, correct.
Right, which is normally what we see.
Yeah.
Right-of-way.
And the other side of it is that doesn't count towards the mandatory parking requirements for the site. So, you know.
Yeah.
So it's inventory. It's not, if I understood what you just said, that's not part of our parking requirement. That's over and above.
It would be subject to the yard setbacks, though.
Right,
it's still
but not the counts. We were talking
correct.
About the counts.
Correct. Yeah. So yeah, the number is, yeah, that's not included.
Yeah. Yeah. Just a hypothetical question. If it were farm implements, that area was not paved.
Bob, we need to put your microphone off.
I'm sorry, it keeps going off. Yeah. There we go. If this were a farm implement dealer and that area was used for display, would it be an issue? Would it be considered parking in the sense that we normally think of accommodating employees and customers.
That's correct. It would car sales in a C1,
And as you know, I'm one of the reluctant ones to allow parking in the setback, but I'm thinking in this particular very special and unique instance, it might not be so bad, but...
I don't feel like that's parking per se, it's more...
Well, it's display space.
Yeah.
And the rule for that is it has to be, and I think it's anything, has to be 25 feet off the road. You can't put a tractor, a shed, you know, a portable shed, all those things have to be 25 feet off the road. And, you know, my feeling is as long as that is designated as inventory space, I would not have a particular issue with it, I don't think.
I agree.
So.
I agree. It hurts inventory. So unless anybody else has questions... So I move for approval of the final site plan for S22-15 Price Automotive LLC.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the final site plan for site plan 22-15 Price Automotive LLC with the requested parking waiver, provided that those inventory spaces are designated as display. If that's okay with your motion. I agree with that. That's consistent with my motion.
Okay. Yes.
I wasn't sure if I heard you say that or not.
I didn't say that out loud, but yes, the motion would include the requirement that is only for inventory display space.
And the second?
Second.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is site plan number 23-16, Bayside Exteriors Revised Preliminary Site Plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for Bayside Exteriors for a waiver request from interconnectivity requirements to adjoining commercial parcels and other site improvements. At their meeting of Thursday, July 13th, 2023, the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission approved the preliminary site plan for Bayside Exteriors with final approvals to be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals. The plan complies with the Sussex County Code. Otherwise, the tax parcels are district 334 map 5 parcels 140 and 141. The zoning is C1 general commercial district and staff are awaiting agency approvals.
And Mr. Chairman, if I can clarify, the commission may remember this one from the previous meeting. There was a subsequent request from the applicant and to make it absolutely clear what was being requested on the plan in terms of interconnectivity, staff agreed to just bring it back. So I believe, and Mr. Young can correct me if I'm wrong, that there was a plan that showed interconnectivity, but then there was a subsequent clarification that this is not to include interconnectivity. So the question is, what did the commission approve at the last meeting? So.
Okay, so I think I vaguely remember the plan with interconnectivity, which is what I think we approved.
That's right.
I don't think we would have intended to approve it without the interconnectivity requirement.
Yes, the applicant did submit a document as well, you know, just briefly explaining as to why they don't want to accommodate to that interconnectivity. And it was for both of the sides to the north and south shown. Or I think it would be east and west.
And if you're so inclined, it would just be, as Mr. Whitehouse just pointed out, just be a motion to deny the request for the interconnectivity waiver. Because it's zoned C1, and there is an interconnectivity requirement for C1. You have the ability to waive it, but it's not like you're imposing a condition. It's actually a requirement that you'd be waiving.
So I make a motion that we decline the waiver and reject the application for the waiver.
Second.
Okay, so moved and seconded to deny approval of the revised preliminary site plan for site plan 23-16 Bayside Exteriors. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Next item is subdivision 2021-19 Deer Creek, request to amend conditions of approval.
The Planning and Zoning Department has received a request to amend the conditions of approval for the preliminary subdivision plan approval for the Deer Creek 2021-19 subdivision as approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting on Thursday, July 28th, 2022. Specifically, the applicant is requesting to remove condition L of the original conditions of approval, which states the final site plan shall contain an additional emergency vehicular access between Statenville Road and White Rail Circle connecting through either Doe Run or Buck Drive. The applicant has submitted a written request which explains that the emergency access is being denied by the Delaware Department of Transportation. This previously approved AR1 standard subdivision contains 79 single-family lots on 93.582 acres, more or less, and is located on the north side of Statenville Road, Sussex County Road 224. The tax parcel is District 230, Map 19, Parcel 27, and the zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District.
Go ahead. Well, I was going to say, so there's apparently some behind-the-scenes conversations between DLDOT and county staff in general, as for the benefit of the newer commissioners. The prior commission has, on subdivisions like this one, where there's one way in and one way out, placed a condition of approval on them that there be an emergency point of access, so that it's, you know, not a full-blown entrance, it's not paved, but it's accessible, there's no obstructions, you know, likely in the case of either a stub street or a cul-de-sac. The thought being, and I know like Ms. Hoey Stevenson was very adamant, although, you know, several of you were as well, that in the event that the main entrance to the subdivision was blocked for any reason, that people wouldn't be stuck either not able to get out of their subdivision or being able to get into their subdivision, or if there was an emergency need that somebody wouldn't be able to get in or out. So that's why these were being required recently, within the past year or so, on subdivisions. Apparently now, DLDOT has stated that they don't like that, and they've been telling applicants that, which I think gives rise to the request to amend the condition here. My question for the staff is looking online, do we have anything in writing on this application that says, from DLDOT, because I didn't see it in the record, you need to take that off.
Thank you. That was my question.
Yeah. Sorry, let me steal your thunder. And I just want to give some of the background for everybody else.
So we don't. So there's nothing in the record from DLDOT.
Not from the applicant specifically relating to this, i.e. what got submitted. The staff have been having an ongoing conversation, and there is written detail of exactly what Ms. Robinson said. So
it's not my intention to hold anybody up, but there's a situation here that needs to be dealt with. Number one, I'd like to see a letter from DLDOT specifically addressing this application and telling us that they're denying it. If we receive that letter, I would like for DLDOT to be invited to appear at a meeting and explain to us why this is a bad idea.
I agree.
Because this is no one is understanding this, and I think we would like to, you know. So if there. And I would prefer that we just table it until, like I said, I don't mean to hold folks up, but this is going to continue to be an issue if we don't address it. So I think we just need to address it.
Sure. And so staff would request to allow us some time to do that, that the commission take no action on this item today, and then we will arrange and bring it back. So,
Commissioner, no, look, I'm just one.
No, I agree.
Totally.
Okay. All right.
Totally. We need a motion to defer.
We'll just take no action. We'll move on. All right, our next item is site plan number 23-35, the Shore Inn, the Shore Thing, LLC, request for a waiver of parking requirement.
This is a request for a reduction of the required parking spaces as provided for in Chapter 115-164 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. Currently, the hotel hosts 14 rooms for guests and provides 21 parking spaces. The applicant's proposal includes the addition of 6 units for a total of 20 units, but no changes to the structure or the building footprint. The parking requirement for the proposed 20 rental units is 30 spaces, and the applicant is requesting relief under Chapter 115-164 to provide only the existing 21 spaces. The property is located on the north side of Rehoboth Avenue Extension, Route 1A, at 37239 Rehoboth Avenue Extension in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 13.20, Parcel 46.01, and the zoning is General Commercial District.
So on this one, not this property particularly, but again, for the benefit of the commission, hotel parking has been, as Mr. Wheatley knows, that's been an issue for a while with the commission, whether our requirements, maybe it's something we need to look at on a broader scale, but whether our requirements are too strenuous, in other words, too many spaces per hotel room. Because if you look online with this one, they provide the example, and I verified it, that Rehoboth's parking requirements are one space for every room. You know, we've actually had some, and you, again, kind of like the other thing, the commission does have the ability to modify the parking requirements, and we've done that in the past on hotels. So
yes.
I'm not saying you do it or not do it here, but that's sort of some of the context of it.
Fairly familiar with this property, and it is similarly situated as another hotel located on the same street, mm-hmm. just, you know, a few doors down. So I think I would move for approval of the waiver for parking requirements for S23-35, the Shore Inn, and that they be allowed to set aside the requirement for,
Looks like the motion would simply be to allow them to have the 21 parking spaces for the
I will reword.
Proposed 20 units. Yeah.
Okay. So, I move to approve the S23-35 application for 21 parking spaces for the parking requirements.
I second the motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to grant the request for waiver of parking requirement for site plan S2335, the Shore Inn, the Shore Thing LLC. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Joseph Parker Harmon, minor subdivision off a 25-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the subdivision of a 7.812-acre more or less parcel of land into one lot and residual lands off of a 25-foot wide ingress egress access easement over an existing 18-foot wide gravel lane. Proposed lot one is comprised of 1.005 acres more or less, and the residual lands are comprised of 6.807 acres more or less. The property is located on the northeast side of Layton Davis Road, Route Sussex County Road 312A. A shared use maintenance agreement will be established for the use and maintenance of this of the shared drive. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The zoning is GR, General Residential District. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 34, Parcel 72. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting final approvals to be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve the final subdivision off a 25-foot easement for lands of Joseph Parker Harmon with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement for lands of Joseph Parker Harmon with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Gerald and Kimberly Jester and Scan and Brandy McGee, minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement.
And before we read, you know, it just occurred to me, too, that, and I'm going to do this from time to time with the new members, sorry to put you guys on the spot, but, you know, and the audience as well, you might wonder why we're having subdivision site plans considered without public hearings. And the reason is that in these cases, the one we just did and the last or the next four or five or whatever, they're all minor subdivisions under our subdivision code. And there's a maximum number of lots you can have in a minor subdivision. It has to be off of a certain width of a right-of-way. But if it satisfies those requirements, then it can come in under other business like these are on an agenda and be considered and approved without a hearing. That's what our code says. Bigger subdivisions, they still need to go through various agency processes. We got to make sure they have septic feasibility if they're not on county sewer, you know, delta entrances, all that. One of the things, too, that comes up frequently on these, because there'll be three or four lots off a private right-of-way or private driveway, essentially, is staff always make sure before there's final site plan approval that there's a maintenance agreement that's recorded so that that's of record. Everybody knows what they got to do with regard to who's paving and plowing and whatever with the driveway. So anyhow, just some background on that, since you all are seeing these, some of them for the first time. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the subdivision of a 65.053 acre parcel into four buildable lots, including two areas of residual lands. The residual lands shown on the plans as proposed lot one will contain 2.5627 acres more or less and maintain access from the south side of Wilson Hill Road, Sussex County Road 527. Proposed lot two will contain 1.1225 acres more or less. Proposed lot three will contain 1.2118 acres more or less. Proposed lot four will contain 1.1210 acres more or less. Proposed lot five will contain 7.8269 acres more or less, and the residual lands to the south will contain 51.2981 acres more or less. All other lots shall have combined access from a proposed 50-foot ingress egress access easement also located on the south side of Wilson Hill Road. Staff would like to note that the proposed lot one contains a tax ditch and tax ditch right-of-way that encompasses a majority of the proposed parcel. DENREC approval has been requested. A shared maintenance and use agreement will be established for the use and maintenance of the shared drive. The minor subdivision complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes. The tax parcel is District 231, Map 7, Parcel 6. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the Commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting final approvals to be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals and revisions outlined during the plan review process.
So this is one that just, there's some, and I don't know if there's somebody here on behalf of this one, but I mean, there's a tax ditch and tax ditch right away that basically absorbs that whole front lot. And it sounds like they need to get DENREC approval for the crossing of the tax ditch. Otherwise, the other lots aren't buildable. I mean, so there's a couple, and Jamie, you know, Mr. Whitehouse, if you want to step in on this too, there's a couple options. One would be to take no action and have them get that DENREC approval first, because that's a showstopper. The other would be, because if DENREC denies that act, that ability to go, ladies and gentlemen, if you could make sure your cell phones are turned off, please.
Turn it down or turn it in.
Turn it off, yeah, or you're going to hand it up here. So, you know, if that doesn't get approved for that tax ditch crossing, you know, then those other three lots don't exist. So, I don't know, Mr. Whitehouse, if you have anything you want to add on that.
Correct. So we would ask that you take no action on the minor to allow us time to work with the applicant to do that. That will take a bit of time. So.
Chairman has a gavel.
Yeah.
That's all
okay,
right.
Okay, so we're taking no action on this.
Okay, we'll just move on then.
Okay. Very good. Our next item is lands of Jordan and Leah O'Boyle, minor subdivision off of a 20-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the subdivision of a 9.4874 acre parcel into two proposed lots, including residual lands. Proposed lot one will contain 2.0001 acres more or less, and the residual lands will contain 7.4873 acres more or less. Both of the proposed lots shall have access via proposed 20-foot ingress egress access easement located on the south side of Molly Field Road, Sussex County Road 407. A shared use maintenance agreement will be established for the use and maintenance of the shared drive. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and Subdivision Codes. The tax parcel is District 233, Map 10, Parcel 71.04. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals and would like to request final by staff contingent on the revision of the plans as outlined in the staff review letter dated July 5th, 2023, and the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chair, with regards to lands of Jordan and Leah O'Boyle, I make a motion to approve the minor subdivision off a 20-foot easement with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Not the right plan.
A second.
Moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off of a 20-foot easement for lands of Jordan and Leah O'Boyle with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is lands of Glenn and Colleen Reed, minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the subdivision of a 9.2-acre parcel into four lots plus residual land. Proposed lot one, the residual tract, will be 4.56 acres more or less. Proposed lot two will be 1 acre more or less. Proposed lot three will be 1 acre more or less. Proposed Lot 4 will be 1.32 acres more or less, and proposed Lot 5 will be 1.27 acres more or less. Lots 2 and 3 will be accessed off of Diamond Farm Road, Sussex County Road 257, while Lots 4, 5, and the residual parcel will be accessed off of a 50-foot wide ingress egress access easement. The property is located on the east side of Diamond Farm Road, Sussex County Road 257, approximately 800 feet north of Walker Road, Sussex County Road 260. A shared-use maintenance agreement will be established for the use and maintenance of the shared drive. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The tax parcel is District 235, MAP 21, parcel 180.01. The zoning districts are AR1 Agriculture Residential and GR General Residential District. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals, therefore the plan qualifies for preliminary and final approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve final and preliminary approval for a minor subdivision off the 50-foot easement for lands of Glenn and Colleen Reed.
Been moved and seconded to approve minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement for lands of Glenn and Colleen Reed, with the final approval to be by staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried, thank you. Our next item is lands of Gray, Richard, and Ronald O'Beer and Denise Taylor. Minor subdivision off a 20-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the subdivision of a 55.17-acre parcel into three proposed lots, including residual lands. Proposed Lots 1 and 2, identified as Lots 2 and 3 on the plan, will contain 1 acre more or less, and the residual lands will contain 53.17 acres more or less. Both of the proposed lots will share access through a proposed 20-foot ingress egress access easement located on the southeast side of Woodpecker Road, Sussex County Road 80. Staff would like to note that there is an existing chicken house on the residual lands that would be 65 feet from the property line of proposed Lot 2. A shared-use maintenance agreement will be established for the use and maintenance of the shared drive. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning code and subdivision codes. The tax parcel is District 531, MAP 14, parcel 57. The zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals and would like to request final by staff contingent on the revision of the plans as outlined in the staff review letter dated June 20th, 2023, and the receipt of all agency approvals.
We were just checking on the chicken house setbacks, but Mr. Whitehouse says it's fine.
If I could clarify, Mr. Chairman, had this been a new chicken house next to an existing dwelling, it would not meet the setbacks. But because it's a new dwelling proposed next to an existing chicken house, staff have not applied the required setbacks.
We don't want to put farmers out of business.
Yes, we are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Okay, thanks.
No, we are waiting. We're awaiting agency approvals. I apologize. Correct, yes, and revisions from the staff letter.
Okay.
Okay. Mr. Chair, with regards to lands of Gray, Richard, and Ronald O'Beer and Denise Taylor, I make a motion to approve the minor subdivision off a 20-foot easement with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off a 20-foot easement for lands of Gray, Richard, and Ronald O'Beer and Denise Taylor, with the final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Carried, thank you. Our next item is lands of Michael Van Drunen, minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan for the subdivision of a 3-acre parcel into two proposed lots, including residual lands. Proposed Lot 1 will consist of 1.613 acres more or less, and proposed Lot 2, or the residual lands, will contain 1.362 acres more or less. Both of the proposed lots shall have combined access from an existing 50-foot ingress egress access easement over a 13-foot wide proposed driveway and are located on the south side of Dodtown Road, Sussex County Road 293. Staff would like to note that the approved conditional use on the site, conditional use number 1,915, includes the entire acreage of parcel 19. This conditional use was approved by the county council at their meeting date of Tuesday, March 21st, 2012, and further approved through ordinance number 2,246. A shared-use maintenance agreement will be established for the use and maintenance of the shared drive. The minor subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County zoning and subdivision codes. The tax parcel is District 135, MAP 17, parcel 19. The district is AR1 Agricultural Residential District. and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plan qualifies for preliminary and final approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move for preliminary and final approval of a minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement for lands of Michael Van Drunen.
I second.
Moved and seconded to grant preliminary and final approval for a minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement for lands of Michael Van Drunen. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. All right, moving on to old business.